Welcome. I would like to share a story with you that my dad shared with my family. I call this story The Iceman. My grandpa was a man that was always looking for work. Jobs were hard to find. He would do just about any job that came along and was happy for that. My grandma was a busy woman with 8 kids to take care of. Was sewing and mending the clothes. You didn't just go out and buy new clothes. You sewed and you mend until there wasn't no more you could possibly do with them before you could go out and try to buy more clothes. I know she had a time with my Uncle Francis. He was always ripping the crotch of his pants out. Grandma always sewing them up for him. Grandma would get up every morning and make bread in a frying pan on top of the stove. They would call the bread a wheel. Grandma would make 10 of them a day. You know, to this day, I make them the old-fashioned way on top of the stove in an iron skillet with very little oil and cooked real slow. Grandma would take a pig's ear and rub around inside the pan, but I don't want to do that. One day, Grandpa was offered a job working along the shore of Lake Michigan. They were building water breakers along the shoreline. They were putting in these, Dad said they looked like telephone poles, but they weren't quite that tall. And they would fasten these plank to those. And some of the work that they did was right straight out into the lake too, quite a ways, to break the water as it was coming into the shore. It had to be some tough work. They worked right up until winter. My dad had to go over to Benton Harbor, St. Joe area, and pick Grandpa up one day. And he said that Grandpa was covered in ice. My gosh, can you imagine working out in that area? I know he had on the rain suit and everything, but I've worked out in some cold weather with the rain gear on, and it's cold. Dad said that his mustache even was covered with ice. You know, that's some hard work to do, but Grandpa did it, you know. He was paid good money, and that was important back in them days. They took in hung his clothes up in this little shed that they had for everybody to hang their clothes in, and I guess they might have had some heat in there too, I don't know, but they would have to thaw, that stuff had to thaw out during the night. Anyway, that took a tough man to do that kind of work, but that was Grandpa. You know, I think about this quite a bit, and you know, that was some hard work, and I admire him for the dedication and the hard work for providing for his family in such hard times. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this story. I know it's short, but I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Jimmy Gibson.